red zone, you guys clicking. Past couple weeks, not so much. What have you seen as far as the difference of not having that consistency yet?
Well, as I always say, you would much rather be, I think overall stats are a way of, rationalizing that everything's okay. I think you'd rather be 60% to 70% touchdown every game than 100% in some games and not as good in others. I think everybody would say that, the consistency of that. So it starts with how we game plan it, right? How we call it, and then how we execute. It's really that simple. We did an elite level early on in executing down there, being able to run it in. We've just got to do a better job, like I said, of scheming it, do a better job of executing when we have those opportunities. I mean, it's pretty obvious. I mean, we've done a good job the last couple weeks of moving the football. That has not been the issue. We've solved some of those things in terms of being more explosive, creating an identity, having a better rhythm, but turnovers, and execution at the wrong times have hurt us. I mean, there's no way around it. You guys, you've seen it, and we got to be better. And we're capable of better. That's the way it is. We are capable of it.
Overall, the Lions' run defense has been really stout this year. What are you seeing looking at them? They specifically do well to stop the run.
Well, they do a good job. They do a good job schematically of their linebackers play downhill. They're physical up front. I mean, I know everybody says it. They're a stop-the-run mentality, but they for sure, they play hard and they chase the ball. I mean, that's they've got good players, really good scheme. They play hard, and they play downhill.
It being week seven, I don't want to say do you expect the offense to be where they are, but are you pleased with knowing it's a new system, how it's all coming together up until this point?
I wouldn't say pleased is the word. I mean, because the expectation is to be efficient and score every week. Right, and take advantage of your opportunities. In some ways, we did that last week, and others we did not. You know, same with the week before. And ultimately, that's what we're in charge of, is to score points and not turn it over. And when you don't do that, you're not where you want to be. I mean, that's obvious. You know, but we are certainly capable of that. I think getting our group back together healthy at a number of spots. And then continue to do it better consistently, obviously, then we'll see that. We'll see that result more consistently, you know, than we're seeing it now.
Touchdown scoring in the red zone across the league is at its lowest rate since 2011. It's around like 50% over the film that you watched over the first, you know, 6-7 weeks. Are you recognizing any patterns that could account for a reason why that is, or why it's become difficult to score?
Not particularly. I haven't really studied anybody else other than, early on, we did a good job of being able to run it in. And when we had some third downs, we hit it. You know, I think about the Bengals, they did too as well. I mean, we hit Nelson for a touchdown on third down. We hit Mark on a touchdown on third down. You know, those opportunities presented itself and we capitalized on them. Some other times we haven't done that. It hasn't come to fruition. So obviously, starts with me. We got to scheme it better, got to coach it better, got to give ourselves more tools when we have opportunities down there. It's hard to run the ball down there and score. So I haven't really seen that. I just know we certainly need to do it better.
Todd, Lamar mentioned, you know, second half scoring and so forth hasn't been.
Well, I know what you're getting at. You don't have to ask questions. Like, hey, halftime adjustments, I get it. Scoring in the second half. I mean, I'll finish it for you. I mean, if that's what you're getting at. Okay. I mean.
So what are some of those adjustments teams that have made that have been?
Well, again, I appreciate what Lamar says. Again, we have to do a better job coming out in the second half. You know, the bottom line is, a couple weeks ago at Pittsburgh, the first drive coming out, we hit an explosive. We stalled at midfield. We hit another explosive on the second drive, had an opportunity down the field and didn't hit it. You know, so that I don't look at there. Then, you know, certain things, the way the game goes, we can certainly do a better job at halftime and certainly do a better job in the second half. I didn't see significant change in the second half other than we just got to do it better. I got to coach it better, got to call it better, got to execute better. You know, it wasn't as if we were consistently running the same things. We just got to do it better. That doesn't mean he's not wrong. I mean, I'm not critiquing Lamar. Like, I mean, the bottom line is we've done a good job in the first half. of executing, and we've got to do a better job in the second half. Some in the early in the year, we weren't that so much. We were actually better at Houston in the second half. We were better, you know, against the Bengals in the second half. So, again, it's a long year. We got to do it better coming out in the second half, that's for sure. Sometimes it turns out you get the ball to start the game and you get one less possession, you know, the way it turns out. But that hasn't been the case. We just got to do it better. There is no magic formula. It's you got to scheme it better, coach it better, execute better, and let your talent shine, not have so much drag.
Odell kind of suggested that he feels like it helped keep your foot on the gas, not you personally, just the team in general, keep your foot on the gas. Are there times where you look back where you felt like there could have been opportunities to be a little more aggressive in the second half?
Sure. You know, but I look back at the Steelers, like if you go back and look at those first two drives, like might have been the first play, the second play, we hit Zay Flowers on a banana route, right? And for 20 yards, got to midfield. Okay, then we had the next drive, we hit Nelson Aguilar on a fade. They challenged it, right, on the sideline. And then we had another fade later, so we were still aggressive there. What takes you away from being aggressive? Lost yardage plays. You get behind the sticks a little bit. We started last week, opened up the second half with a screen. We lost 3 yards, right? Tried to get the ball in the perimeter, didn't. Then we had a third down, right? Next drive, we threw a pick, right? So all that is true. You certainly do want to keep your foot on the pedal and keep – whatever that is, keep your foot on the gas and keep driving, of course. Not turning it over, being explosive, converting on third downs, scoring touchdowns in the red zone are all a big part of what makes an offense successful and all the ways why a defense is successful, right? They create turnovers. They don't. All those things correlate, and we're close. We got to do it better, you know, and I'm in charge of it. We just got to continue to strive, and I think getting some guys back, getting guys healthy, I think will add to that consistency and the trust of all of us and the quarterback.
As far as Lamar is as purely running when he runs the ball, what's impressed you the most? Because I'm sure you've watched him far before this of him run the ball, but now actually game planning and using, what's impressed you the most about him when he gets the ball in his hands and takes off?
His vision. I think he's got vision of a tailback. You know, what he sees and when he decides to take off and run, that's what's been impressive. You know, when you ask him to run the ball up inside, he's got toughness and vision. I think that's probably the biggest thing, toughness and vision, that some guys don't have. They may be athletic, but they don't have a great feel for rush or running lanes, and he does have that. It's unique.
You guys have been great in the first quarter, 41-6 outscoring opponents. Likewise, Detroit 38-10. Do you feel like a race to get out first is this week of it? Obviously, you don't worry about their offense, but they're both teams are really good at that. Just mentality, knowing you got to try and keep pace early.
Yeah, crazy enough. I mean, we've started fast. I mean, we've given ourselves opportunities and wasted some, you know. So obviously your ability to start fast and then finish, right? I mean, that's we all know that, right? Our ability to start fast, but then your ability to finish, right? Your ability to consistently do things at a high level, again, coaching, calling it, playing, all of the above, that leads to how you want it to look, right? I mean, that's what you're striving for.
Do you feel like it is just kind of a matter of time in terms of like getting big scores? You guys have mainly scored touchdowns.
Yeah, they've all been in the red zone. You know, we've had some other opportunities, whether it was didn't turn out to be the look, or we had it and we ended up with a sack, right? Or we had, you know, Nelson, you know, at the Steelers. Like, it just, like I said, and I'm just pointing out one or two, right? Whether it's just, and we got to call it better. It's all of us, right? All of it's a part of it. Starting with me, players, execution, giving our guys opportunities down the field, right? So we don't have to work so hard once we get down there. And it's hard in the NFL to get those. But we certainly have to do a better job of that. You know, we just do.
All right.
All right.